Amen. I want to say welcome back to our pastors. Sure did miss them. Just a fair warning, though, for your applauses, because next Sunday, I'm going to be bringing doggy bags for y'all, sandwiches, because I know it ain't going to be early. I suggest y'all get a good night rest, drink some coffee in the morning, because a month off, y'all just be ready. I tell you, God is good. You know, he's so amazing, so wonderful. You know, I thank him for the series that we just got out of, the armor. You know, we broke it down, how important it is to put that armor on every day. You know, not just a piece of it, not just one or two, the whole thing. He tells you to put on the whole armor of God. Well, today, I tell you what. God's goodness, man, I started on this, going over this again last night, and I tell you what, I went lay down about 10 o'clock, and I was restless, because I was just thinking about his goodness all night throughout the night, and I got up real early, and I went back in the kitchen, and just went back in his word, going over his goodness, and it's just what, like, you know, we sang that a little verse a little while ago. He rewrote my history. I thank him so much for rewriting my history. Because I tell you what he did for me, where he took me from, where he's bringing me, where he's taking me to, is just awesome. It's awesome. And we're going to start. It says, God is better than we think. Way better than we think. You know, we can't even put a limit on him. That's just how good he is to us. It says, in a world of fear, diseases, crisis, torment, uncertainty, and hopelessness, what we believe about God's goodness reveals how we will respond to trials and circumstances of everyday life. Goodness of God. A little definition I ran across. It says, a perfection of his character, which he exceeds towards his children according to their various circumstances and relations. You know, there's going to be trials and circumstances that we're going to face. But if we keep our eye on him, we will overcome anything that the enemy tries to place in our lives or in our paths, anything. God's goodness appears in two things, giving and forgiving. Titus 3:4-7. It says, but when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of generation and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I thank him for our Savior. You know, we needed that Savior. First John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And just try to wrap your mind around this one. The God who is all powerful is the same God who is good. The goodness of God is one of his attributes. You know, there's many attributes. His wisdom, his knowledge, his grace. That's all attributes of God. You cannot teach values or morality without teaching about God. You know, and Brother Herman mentioned about in Proverbs. He said, you know, train up a child in the way he should go, that he will never depart from it. You know, and we want to teach our kids good values and good morals. Teach them about God. Psalms 34, 4 through 8. It says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. You know, and once again, you know, we heard it said up in here many times. It's not good enough that we right on side of him. We have to be underneath the shadows of the Almighty. And I thank him for that. I thank him that he is so good and that we can take refuge in him. The goodness of God is evident in all his creations and accomplishments. Everything God made was good. Everything he made was good. And I'm going to read in Genesis 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Genesis 1, 1 through 31. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day. Then God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. God called the expanse heavens, and there was evening, and there was morning a second day. Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning a third day. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament, the expanse of the heavens, to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. And he made the stars also. God placed them in the expanse, the firmament of the heavens, to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. Then God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. There was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind. And it was so. God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Then God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth, which was life, I had given every plant food for, given every green plant for food, and it was so. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. From the very beginning of his creation, he created everything good. Everything was perfect. The expected response to God's goodness is just to praise him and to give him the thanks and the glory. That's all he expects from us. Matthew 5:45, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and send rain on the righteous and the righteous. Now, that's good, that he causes the sun to even rise on the evil, not just the good, not just the righteous, but the unrighteous. Psalms 145:1-9. It says, I will exalt you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, on your wonderful works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness, and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies over all his works. It says his goodness is abundant. He has abundant goodness. 1 Timothy 4:4. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. Everything he created is good. Everything. God is the source of everything that is good. All that God is and does is good. Psalms 119:68. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. James 1:17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Whatever we possess, whatever we have, comes from up above. Every perfect gift. You know, us as humans, we measure his goodness by things that we have. You know, but it goes far beyond that. You know, it's not about the material things that we have that's his goodness, how we can explain him. He's good to us. He saved us. He sent his son to die upon the cross for our sins. His grace. Without his grace, I tell you what, we would be in a world of trouble, because his grace is so good to us. And it's, like I said, it's not about, you know, the house, the car. You know, it's about that relationship we have with him. That's the goodness we're talking about. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. God's grace demonstrates his goodness. Psalms 25:6-8. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in this way. He doesn't remember your past when he saves you. When you come to know him, that's what's so good about him. He forgets all what you've done. What's in the past is in the past. Like Brother Tyreek said this morning, though your sins are as scarlet, he makes them white as snow. Psalms 103:1-4. Still talking about his demonstration of grace through his goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. You know, that's just these scriptures when you're trying to lay down and you're trying to rest, but he's bringing it back to your memories. And it's not that you're restless, because you wake up early and you're not even tired, because you're thinking about how where he redeemed me from. It's just, he's awesome. He is so awesome. The pit. I tell you, I was stuck in some clay. I'm talking about quicksand. I was up to here in it. But I tell you what, in Psalms 103, in verse 4, it says, he redeems you, he who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you. Not only do he redeem us, but he crowns us with a crown of glory, of loving kindness and compassion. God's goodness and love lasts forever. His love never gets old, never fades. His love it lasts forever and ever. Psalms 105. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. All generations. That means the ones before us, and it means the ones after us. That means our kids. Our kids is kids. Psalms 103:11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. And that's not, we're not talking about being scared. We're talking about a fear as a reverence fear. Psalms 103:17. But the loving kindness of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. God alone is good. Psalms 84:11-12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. He doesn't hold nothing back when we're true to him. You want blessings? Stay true to him. Matthew 19, 16 through 17. And someone came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life? Now this is Jesus about to answer him. And we know that he lived a perfect life. I mean, he did no wrong. He had to live the perfect life because we had to have a perfect lamb. It had to have been a lamb without blemish. But even Jesus, listen what he said. And he said to him, Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep his commandments. And again, same situation just in Mark 10, 17 through 18. And he was setting out on a journey. And a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know, and he told him the commandments and he said, Oh yeah, I did all those. He said, Well, sell everything you got. And that's not what he wanted to hear because he was a wealthy man. But, you know, and that's where it goes to, it all ties into that, it would be hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. God's timing is always perfect. Always perfect. It might not be your timing. Our timing is when we want it. But if he would give it to us when we want it, it probably wouldn't go over right. But his timing is always perfect. God's goodness is revealed through his patience. Numbers 14, 11 through 18. The Lord said to Moses, How long will this people spurn me? And how long will they not believe in me, despite all the signs which I have performed in their midst? I will smite them with pestilence and dispose them, and I will make you into a greater nation and mightier than they. But Moses said to the Lord, Then the Egyptians will hear of it, for by your strength you brought up this people from their midst, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, O Lord, are in the midst of this people. For you, O Lord, are seen eye to eye while your cloud stands over them. And you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you slay these people as one man, then the nations who have heard of your fame will say, Because the Lord could not bring this people into the land which he promised them by oath. Therefore, he slaughtered them in the wilderness. But now, I pray, let the power of the Lord be great, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgressions. But he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children of the earth in the fourth generations. I'm so glad that he was patient with me. So glad. You know, like he said in verse 11, it says, How long? How long will they spurn? How long will they not believe in me? Deuteronomy 8:2, it says, You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness 40 years. You talking about patience? 40 years he dealt with them. He was patient with them. That he might humble you, testing you to know that what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. The Lord is compassionate, Psalms 103:8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. But do 2 Peter 3:8-9. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. You know, I thank him that he was so patient with me, so patient, and I'm, you know, pretty sure with some of y'all. But I just speaking from myself, because I know how patient he was with me, time after time after time, trying to get my attention. And if the enemy would have had his way, you know, this is the days like today, days like this past month, you know, just being able to come up here and just to share his word is so awesome. And I thank him. And that's why I wrestled with this last night, just thinking about how good he was to me from the very beginning, how he never gave up on me, reminding me all every chance he got, every chance he had to remind me how much he loved me, how much he cared for me, that I was worth something, that he was not getting rid of me. And I just thank him for his patience. And just a couple of more. He says, we need to know what is good and what is not. And how we do that? God's word. And the last one, the more we know about his word, the more we are going to understand about his goodness. And that's to understand him and his goodness. We have to get in his word. We have to study his word. You know, when you're feeling that you want to, but you can't, it's hard to, that's when you want to push through. That's when you want to dive in deep to his word, because that's what it takes to understand his goodness, is to get in his word, because his word is awesome. His word is powerful. It said, just, you know, I talked about this in the armor is powerful than any two-edged, than a double-edged sword. And I thank him. He's so good to me, so good to us. He's just wonderful, and I just love him and appreciate him for everything he's doing in my life, in my family's life. You know, not only my immediate family, but my family, my brother, my cousins, my mom. You know, they coming, and I thank him for it. He's so good. He said, I will give you all your promises. Just stay true to me, and I just thank him for everything that he's doing. Amen. Thank y'all for allowing me to share this word this morning. You know, like I said, he's so good, and he deserves all the praise and the honor. Amen. Anything? He's saving it. Y'all in trouble.